Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome to class, everybody, the show where you get educated by educating yourself. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm just the prompter. I call myself a professor, but I'm the prompter, someone who causes you to unleash that big, beautiful mind of yours that Mexico isn't going to pay for. They don't need to pay for it because the good Lord's already paid for it. Today, folks, we're going to discuss this attack on America that's been happening for decades and has been taken to new heights, all because of this scamdemic known as Wu Flu. And if you want to understand leftism and the craziness of Wu Flu, I have a story to begin today for you. It's a feel-good story for leftists because Santa Claus got arrested. Think about that. Santa Claus got arrested. A symbol for children around the world that there remains hope at least one time a year for you to get something. Hope. And the Democrats are effectively arresting hope. This happened in Germany. Santa Claus got arrested. You want to know why? Maybe you already heard the story. He wasn't wearing his mask. I love this, how they write it. Police in Germany were caught on camera arresting Santa Claus at the Stralsund Christmas market on Monday. And I love this part. The guy was an unregistered Santa Claus. And he was making a political statement about wearing a mask, or in his case, not wearing a mask. This is a German who says, I don't care where I live, I am free. That doesn't sound German. German, I don't care where I live, I am free. Freedom. Something that, by the way, Joe Biden says, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? What are you talking about, this freedom thing? You should be a patriot first. Your patriotic duty is to go save the lives of people that you may never get sick. But your freedom, come on, what are you talking about, your freedom? Something that America used to represent to everywhere in the world, the president of the United States, by coup, takes for granted. I'm not sure, folks, that this was a joke, but there was a reference to somebody actually fact-checking this story about Santa Claus getting arrested and commenting in the fact check that the guy getting arrested was not the real Santa Claus. I'm not joking. Now, if that's true, it certainly proves what I believe about these so-called fact checkers. And the fact checkers are supposed to assuage us, to make us understand, look, I know that you think that you know the story, but we're going to make sure you know the story correctly. Like right now, guess what Twitter's doing? Twitter is saying, if you post anything that says that people who are vaccinated can spread COVID, you're going to get kicked off Twitter. Now, we've already heard this. This has been this science. But they say, we're going to kick you off. Well, we're going to get into this Wu Flu stuff, and we're going to dissect it. But let's get back to Santa Claus. I'm sorry, it wasn't the real Santa Claus that got arrested. Whew, that was close. I'm not sure how Germany looks at things these days, but I would suggest to them that arresting Santa Claus is not good optics, particularly for the country that invented Nazism. You know this Santa was white, right? Because he got arrested. See, if Santa had been a Muslim, or if Santa had been black, there is no way Santa would have got arrested in Germany. He could have done a lot of stuff. He could have been butt naked without his mask. I think what this guy should have done is get one of his black German friends to play Santa. Because I don't believe they would have arrested a black Santa. We revere black Santa in America. You guys, I mean, there have been whole things done. And I can remember my brother saying this. I'm not going to let my kids think that some white man brought them gifts. And I thought to myself, wow, you must feel really weak as a parent to say, I don't want to let my kids have hope that some. Look, I don't know how you guys felt. I never thought of Santa as white, black, or whatever. Santa was a feeling to me. It was a feeling. And to be honest, I mean, I get that he was depicted as white, but really? Guys, there are black people out here that go, huh? I go, they want black Barbies. They want black Santa. They, you know, Jesus has to be black. I don't know. Okay, let's just, I don't want to say this out loud for the kids. Put the kids away, but this person that we've built, he could be whatever you want him to be because he's not really real. Okay? Wow. Anyway, Santa got arrested. And my thoughts were, how did Mrs. Claus, take the news? When Santa made that phone call, hey, I'm calling from jail. You've been what? I've been arrested, dear. It wasn't like Santa was caught with prostitutes. He wasn't wearing a mask, Germany. For goodness sakes. You could even issue the old guy a warning. Listen, Santa, you've done a lot of good things in your life. we want to make sure that we treat you right. We want to treat you with respect. But you got to wear the mask, man. I don't know what Santa would have said. My elves didn't have time to make me a mask. My mask got eaten by my dog. I mean, it's like lost homework, right? Didn't even issue Santa a warning. I don't know why this tickles me so much, but it does. Oh, my goodness. We got a lot to talk about. Hey, I learned that the tests for Wu Flu were tainted and that they don't even work. Some of them don't even work. This has been ongoing. Yet, one of the things you can do in order to not have to get this vaccination is to test for Wu Flu. Do you understand how big this scam is? This is a circular scam. We got a lot of stuff coming up. Omicron, I keep getting it wrong. It's much more transmissible than we thought. What I say next might not scare you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are liars. And it's proven daily on this show and elsewhere, and I don't make anything. I don't have to, like, collude with other news services or other pundits or other opinion people like myself. All I got to do is look at the regular news, and I can point it out. It's easy to spot. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Aren't you sick of them? Look, it's one thing when they lie on you once. You go, look, just stop lying about me. This incessant lying about everything, it should get on your nerves, conservatives. You should be sick of this. Today we're going to expose Adam Schiff as a big fat liar and a lot of other Democrats. Pelosi, she says Congress should be able to trade stocks and stuff. These are the people that have the inside information that she's telling you we should be able to trade. Why should we not be able to make all of the money we want to make?
What about all these lefties that always come up with socialize this, socialize that, socialize medicine? Where's the discussion of that? Where are the Democrats these days bragging about the idea that governments now determine who can have access to medical care based on whether that person chooses to get vaccinated? Denying people health care. This is happening in France. If you're over 65 and you won't get a vaccine, you're off the system. Or something like that. If you won't get a booster, you're off the system. Whatever. All these kids in L.A., they say, I don't know what the new real numbers are. They claim 87% of the children in L.A. in school have been vaccinated for Wu Flu. And here's what they're doing. They stopped the mandate because 28,000 kids in the L.A. Independent School District said, we're not getting vaccinated. Now, I don't know if that's a small number, if you ask me. If I was a parent, and you say in order to go to school, your kid has to get vaccinated, I'd say, then consider my kid out of school. Ain't going to happen. So they froze it. And get this. Carvalho, that runs the L.A. school district, says, look, just because we're freezing this mandate, we're postponing it, doesn't mean it isn't coming back. This is over a scam, folks. They have, in effect, forced kids to get a shot over a scamdemic, a fake emergency, and it isn't going to do anything. Omicron is back in the news. New studies suggest that the Wu Flu Omicron variant infects the human body 70 times faster than the previous Wu Flu strains. The infection appears to be less severe. Kind of reminds me of something somebody I know and love says, like me. Surprise, surprise. A virus evolves and it becomes less potent with each evolution, and it wasn't even that potent to begin with. So here we are. Researchers from the University of Hong Kong's LKS Facility of Medicine found that after 24 hours of infection, the Omicron variant multiplied in the human bronchus 70 times faster than the Delta variant and the original coronavirus strain. I would love to see the actual numbers of who died based on what variants, because you know what you'd find out? This thing is dead. This whole idea around Wu Flu is dead. And yet, we've got Joe Biden saying he's not done. But in case you're wondering how popular Wu Flu is as a political point, I give you Joe Biden's poll numbers. Yet he sticks to it. That should give you pause. He knows this is not good for him. He knows this is not good for the economy. It's not good. Everything that Wu Flu is doing is counterintuitive to his poll numbers. And yet he's still doing it. That should scare you. Because that tells you something bigger, something more sinister is afoot. They also discovered, they write, that Omicron infection in the lungs was significantly lower than the initial COVID-19 strain, which may be an indicator of lower disease severity, according to a statement from the university. Let me tell you what the indicator is of lower disease severity. Nobody's dying from it. They can't tell you whether a person dies from the original Wu Flu or any of the strains. Oh, they claim they can. I'm sure, science is going to look into it. If you're going to autopsy to that level, I don't believe it. But maybe you do. Then give us the numbers. Give us the numbers. And here, while you're at it, I'd like to know the real numbers of people who died strictly from Wu Flu versus Wu Flu and some additional comorbidity. Somebody who didn't have stage 4 cancer. Somebody who didn't have emphysema. Some debilitating disease that was probably going to kill them anyway. I'd like to know those numbers.
And more importantly, and here he goes, Kevin with the broken record, I'd like to know the numbers of people who have died from the vaccine or have debilitating illness from the vaccine. This is going to come back to haunt everybody that's complicit in it. I talked the other day about these companies that have stepped back, Oracle, Verizon, etc., because they said, oh, the government's mandate is now being adjudicated. The federal courts have said, a district court and a federal court said, nope, you got to stop it. But as I said, Joe Biden's not done. He's still got to sell you on the concept that he's going down the right path. And he has such a great track record. Why don't you follow him? I mean, doesn't everybody want for a leader, a guy who's got brain damage and who's got no significant resume that you could point at? Isn't that everybody's ideal choice of a leader? Look, folks, I'm not telling you how to think. I'm not telling you who to follow. You make up your own minds. But I'll tell you this. I don't follow guys that have brain damage and who can only work 2 hours a day and who are being told what to say. And it's obvious. I don't follow guys who are pathological liars and will tell me, and I'm not even, you know, there's no hyperbole here when I tell you that Joe Biden is a pathological liar. I don't follow them. Now, you can do what you want. So, we've got a disease that's 70 times more infectious, 1,000 times less deadly, and people around the world are making policies on it. Now, you've had me heard me talk about what Omicron is, right? Omicron is a common cold. And what they did is they put a Superman cape on him, put an O in the middle of his chest, and call him Omicron. And he's no different. He has no superpowers, and he has no tricks up his sleeve like Batman. It's a common cold. And we're legislating over this.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Biden administration is considering a plan to redirect helicopters and other military equipment once allocated for the now defunct Afghan military to Ukraine to help quickly reinforce its defenses amid a buildup of Russian troops near its border. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 is now in 39 states and 75 countries. Center for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky describes how it will affect the U.S. going forward.
Omicron is increasing rapidly, and we expect it to become the dominant strain in the United States, as it has in other countries in the coming weeks.
Dr. Walensky saying there's evidence COVID-19 vaccines can make Omicron cases milder or even asymptomatic. The Biden administration saying they will double down on masking, vaccines, and testing. USA Radio News. Schools are taking precautions over a TikTok violence threat.
The social media platform President Trump tried to ban from the United States is now responsible for school closures and heightened alerts across the United States. President Trump in the summer of 2020.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options, but a lot of things are happening, so we'll see what happens.
TikTokers are encouraging followers to make shooting and bomb threats against their schools today. TikTok is a monitored product of the communist Chinese government. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
77 are dead following powerful tornadoes in Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear adding there's just one person missing. Beshear explaining Kentucky is going through a lot right now, but it isn't defeated or broken. President Biden visiting Kentucky on Wednesday and saying the feds will be there to help as long as needed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do I really need to tell you guys there is a serious crime problem in America, a crime wave? Some would even say it's an epidemic. But apparently, Nancy Pelosi's not aware of it. We all are. I'm going to bet you know it. Some of you may even be living it. You live in these urban indoctrination centers, a.k.a. third world crap holes, run by Democrats. And I know, look, I talk about crime. I talk about it in the context of Chicago, but I tell you guys all the time. Metaphorically, it's a bigger deal. It's a bigger deal because crime is one of those things that, like inflation, it impacts. You feel it at the base level. It isn't some, oh, let's tax the rich. See, if you're not rich, you don't understand that. You're just like, well, okay, tax the rich. But crime, the rich are pretty much exempted from crime. They live in gated communities. They have personal security. Crime is one of these things that impacts every one of us that's just out there trying to slog through life. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Nancy Pelosi is apparently out of the loop. You want to talk about how distorted this person is? She doesn't understand that crime is going on, and she's trying to figure out, where is all this stuff coming from? Here's the clip.
It's absolutely outrageous. Obviously, it cannot continue. But the fact is that there is an attitude of lawlessness in our country that springs from I don't know where.
Welcome back, everybody. Outrageous, huh? And obviously it cannot continue. But here's the part that got me. Lawlessness springs from I don't know where. Let me ask you, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, do you know where? Because I have some ideas. And I'm going to bet, as smart as you are, you do too. So let's go at the 35,000 foot level, and I'll tell you where it springs from. Leftist. Now, you want to come down to ground level? I'll tell you where it springs from. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, smash and grab. I can tell you where it springs from. Gavin Newsom, her nephew, who decided that $950 is the new felony for shoplifting. Above that. Did you hear this one guy said he's going to price everything in his store at $951? I thought, that's clever. You want some toothpaste? $951. Anything you take out of my store is a felony. And you know what? It makes sense. You mark everything at $951, and then you give a discount. You say, I'll give you a discount based on the items you buy, and you might discount it, you know, 900% or whatever. So in other words, a tube of toothpaste won't cost you $951. It'll just cost you your $2 or $3 or whatever it costs. Well, $10 in Biden inflation. But that's the way of getting around it. But anyway, back to Pelosi. So she doesn't understand that there's a crime wave and there's a sense of lawlessness that's around the country. And she doesn't understand where it came from. Let me guess. Maybe it started around the time that Barack Obama got into office and had all these scandals. And then he started protecting people with his DOJ, like Hillary Clinton. Maybe people looked at Hillary Clinton and said, you know what? She's getting away with murder. Why shouldn't I be able to get away with murder? Maybe that's what happened. Or, you know what, it could be these attorneys generals in these hellhole Democrat cities that aren't prosecuting certain crimes. Maybe it's the fact that if you get arrested, you can be back on the street before a cop fills out the paperwork. I'm just guessing here, folks. You feel free to help me. Where does the lawlessness come from? And let me tell you, Americans, for those of you who think that this problem is not something that should be discussed, because I go through these cities and I go, oh, Chicago, here's what happened. Here's the age of the person that got killed. It's mostly black people getting killed. These are societal problems that you should be putting in the face of Democrats. Oh, you're so kind and gentle towards black people, so much so that black folks are killing each other in droves. And if I was a conspiracy theorist, I would say to you, they're trying to get black people to kill each other in droves. If I were a conspiracy theorist, I might try to convince you that Planned Parenthood is strategically placed in black neighborhoods. If I weren't a conspiracy theory, I would maybe try to convince you that black people complaining all the time and doing the things that they do and the level of crime is maybe not involved in the reason why they don't get jobs. Did that make sense? Maybe it didn't, but you know what I mean, right? See, I don't need a conspiracy theory to tell me that black people have been targeted by the Democrats. Not targeted for help, but targeted for pain. Anybody who would dumb you down to the level the Democrats have dumbed down silly Negroes, the people that would vote for them, is nothing more than, I mean, the only thing you could come conclude is that it's a conspiracy. They hate me because I actually think, I actually look at what they're doing and say, not going to happen here. Philadelphia has had crazy amounts of crime. And here's a quick little story on a carjacking that happened right in the middle of daylight.
Incident unfolded in broad daylight. Some neighbors were arriving home at the time while others were inside. They say the loud commotion going on is what brought most of them outside to the street to see what was happening. Surveillance footage captures the delivery driver getting out of his car to drop off some food. He leaves the driver's side door of his vehicle open when someone is seen then sprinting into his car and slamming the door shut. The delivery driver was quick to act and run back to his car. He then attempts to pull the person out of his vehicle. You can then see in the video neighbors gathering alongside him to help, including Eric O'Callaghan, who called the police.
It makes me worried. Like, I don't know, what are you supposed to do in that scenario? Especially if 911 is ringing for a minute.
The weird part, O'Callaghan explains, is that the suspect stuck around for a bit after the driver pulled him out of his car.
He hung around, and I don't know why he thought he should do that, but It just seemed like a stupid, dangerous thing to do.
People along the block agree something needs to be done about the uptick in violence and string of carjackings.
There's been a lot of robberies with hijacking in Philadelphia, and they need to do something about that.
Neighbors tell Action News they are grateful people heard the situation unfold so they could get outside and help. However, they say they don't feel safe anymore.
Just stand by him. That's all we can do, you know. It's terrible. It could have happened to me. I was coming home at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, in broad daylight. It's a beautiful day, you know. I don't know what's going on in this neighborhood or any other neighborhood. It's just a lot of stuff going on that needs to be addressed.
A lot of stuff going on that needs to be addressed. Welcome back. I like hearing people from the street level. This is ground level. And they're telling you what their problems are. They're telling you their fears. That neighborhood was not that bad of a neighborhood. I mean, I'm just looking at it as just part of the video. But it didn't appear to be that bad of a neighborhood. But here this woman is scared. And I want you to understand, this is a guy who was doing his job. He's out there trying to make a living. He's delivering food, DoorDash or whatever, probably because the person he was delivering to was too scared to come out due to the scamdemic of COVID. Now, for those of you who say, well, Kevin, in the report they say he left his door open. He left his door open to his car. Let me ask you, what do you do if somebody leaves a door open to their car? Do you jump in and go, woo-hoo, look at this. This is a car for me. You know who does that? Idiots. People who believe they are entitled to something that they're not. That's who does something silly like that. And that's what Democrats effectively are allowing people to do, is to think they can get away with it. And Nancy Pelosi's going, well, what's up with this crime wave? I don't understand it. This lawlessness, where does it come from? You want to know? It comes from a lack of central family, cohesive family units where people are taught right from wrong. It comes from a government who allows it, who says, you know what? Here's your slap on the wrist, little criminal. Now get back out there and go be something. Go be a bigger criminal. Was the car too sexy? I mean, was it a siren bringing Jason in from the ocean? Oh, come here, come steal me. This woman says she was worried. Do you hear the comment by the other guy? He says, 9-11, you wait a minute and a half before they answer the call. 911 is supposed to be instantaneous, isn't it? Oh, that's right. Democrats don't want to defend the police. They want to defund the police. But I wonder where all this lawlessness comes from. Maybe Nancy Pelosi will get a clue for one of these days when she's no longer speaker.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form, and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to display just a few of the messages he received from people in Congress. The committee is not naming these lawmakers at this time, as our investigation is ongoing. If we could cue the first graphic. This one reads, on January 6, 2021, Vice President Mike Pence, as President of the Senate, should call out all electoral votes that he believes are unconstitutional as no electoral votes at all. You can see why this is so critical to ask Mr. Meadows about a lawmaker suggesting that the former vice president simply throw out votes that he unilaterally deems unconstitutional in order to overturn a presidential election and subvert the will of the American people.
I doubt I need to tell you who that is. Crafty, shifty Adam Schiff. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Schiff, the shifty-eyed liar who left out a lot of detail. Glad you guys are here. The Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. So the Federalist said, oh, he did it again. He leaked fake Donald Trump Jr. emails. He fabricated the transcript of a 2019 phone call between former President Trump and Ukraine's president. He lied about his interactions with the so-called whistleblower behind the Democrats' first impeachment of President Trump. Now, Schiff is running the same con against a fellow lawmaker. And, of course, this happened this week. They were talking about this January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, and Schiff claimed to have proof that a member of Congress texted former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to instruct the former vice president to overturn the election. But not only did Schiff misrepresent the substance of the text message and its source, he doctored the original text messages and he left out two paragraphs. So let's just begin at the beginning. The first thing is, it was sent to Jim Jordan by an attorney who was saying, here's some legal rationalization for what Vice President Pence could potentially do. It wasn't even sent by, it wasn't created by Jordan. It wasn't created by Mark Meadows. It was sent to Jordan by this attorney. Jordan sends the message to Meadows, and that's it. Now, these guys who are going after this fake, I'm talking about the Democrats, going after this fake narrative that the Republicans are trying to do something. Keep in mind, by the way, while all this is going on, Donald Trump abdicated the throne in the midst of a coup. And these guys still want to pretend that Donald Trump is wanting to stay there. He's plotting to get back. The only way Trump is plotting to get back is through the regular voting system, the election system. What he's plotting to do is let Joe Biden do what Joe Biden was going to do, which we've seen what he's going to do. He's going to screw the pooch. Let him do it. Anyway, the continuing part of the message said, no legislative act, wrote Alexander Hamilton in Federalist No. 78, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid. The court in Hubbard v. Lowe reinforced this truth, that an unconstitutional statute is not a law at all and is proposition no longer open to discussion. Following this rationale, an unconstitutionally appointed elector, like an unconstitutionally elected statute, is no elector at all. And he was saying, these people who cheated in the office, cheated themselves and say, we're voting for Biden, despite knowing that these guys did a coup, they aren't constitutional. And the vice president has every right to do this. I remember Pence saying, I believe it may have been at a CPAC. It was at a big Republican thing. Essentially, we will go down fighting to the end. I even held out a little modicum of hope that we were still going to be able to get this thing done. And it was based on the rumors floating around about this particular thing, Hubbard v. Lowe. Well, it didn't happen.
They cheated, they won, and that's it. And what this is, let me tell you what the Democrats are trying to do. They want to kill any remnants of anybody believing that this was not a fraudulent election. Remember when they wanted to make it part of legislation that says you can't do certain things unless you admit it. It is insane how these people behave. Right now with the Wu flu, if you don't want to get the shot, you can't get medical care. If you don't want to get the shot, you can't have a job. You can't move around the country. All built on lies. I'm going to cover this in a little bit more detail in terms of the Wu flu in just a second, because I had a conversation with a guy and on radio, as a radio show host, and he's a Republican, supports President Trump, and he's a, quote, pro-vaxxer. And he was using the term anti-vaxxer with me on the radio, and I was like, you need to stop using the term. I'm not anti-vax. I'm not anti-medicine. I'm not anti-science. I'm anti-bogus. So I'll get more into that in just a bit. What I want to talk to right now is about Schiff and the lies. And when I bring up Adam Schiff as a liar, and you understand that he tried to frame Donald Trump Jr., he tried to frame Trump. Remember when Schiff told us he had definitive proof that Trump colluded? He was asked many times, when are you going to present this? Well, he didn't. So now they've got this new commission and he's got the proof. And you know what he does? He parses it. He parses it to suit his narratives. And this is why I tell you all the time, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you cannot believe the left. You flatly cannot. These are people who will lie to you to your face. They will lie to you as the truth, as you know it, is occurring right in front of your eyes. They will lie to you. And I've given enough examples on this program over the 12 years that I've been doing it, that I shouldn't even have to say it. As we cover more about this Wu flu, one of the things that this guy asked me on the radio is he says, you know, because I'm going, well, the data. He's like, well, I'm a scientist. And he is. He's a doctor. And I said, look, no offense to your credentials, but I don't, that's you reinforcing for yourself that you feel like you're better than, your opinion's better than mine. I assure you, it is not. Your opinion is not better than mine because I guarantee you, I know that the government is lying to us. The government lied to us, and you guys, I'm going to rehash this, but I want to put it in the context of Schiff in a second. The government lied to us about the number of people who got the disease, the number of people who've actually died from the disease. They've lied to us about the number of people who've contracted the actual flu and other diseases. They've lied to us about the number of people who've died from the, quote, comorbidities that they're associating with Wu flu. They've lied to us about the number of people who've been vaccinated, the number of people who've died from the vaccination, and the number of people who are grossly ill, deathly ill from the vaccination. They've lied. Go look at the CDC, and it's a wish-wash of, it could be this, but it might not be. It could be this, but it might not be. It could be this, but it might not be. They've lied about the number of, why they need to shut the economy down, etc. All of it for very simple reasons. They want to promote a narrative. They're good, we're bad. They know, we don't. We're the ones misinformed, not them. Anyway, this original text from Schiff wrote or discusses or talked about was from Joseph Schmitz, an attorney and former inspector general for the Department of Defense. As I said earlier, he sent the message to Jordan, who sent the message to Meadows. Now, these are the people that have held Meadows in contempt. The Congress that's investigating the farce of January the 6th. By the way, the same people who lied about Trump in Charlottesville. Same stuff. Rinse and repeat. So I ask you, Americans, when are you going to get sick of this?
When are you going to get sick of these people lying to your face and then all of, in an attempt to cover up their vicious lies?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.